The Seattle-based Storefronts Project expanded to Mount Vernon this week. The program installs artists in vacant storefronts for three-month residencies. The idea is to use art to revitalize buildings left vacant by the Great Recession. 33 storefronts in Seattle and Tacoma have housed almost 100 different projects over the last 2 years. Three Mount Vernon storefronts are now in the mix, and they'll host more than art galleries or craft shops, as KUOW's Marcy Silman reports.
Seattle's Chinatown International District has all kinds of commercial venues, from restaurants to pet stores. The Beacon is the ID's first breakdancing school. Meet one of the newest participants in the Storefronts Project. The award-winning hip-hop crew Massive Monkeys operates the Beacon. Like most hip-hop dancers, and they call themselves B-Boys, longtime crew member Bryson Angeles mostly learned his moves on the streets. At the new dance studio, Massive Monkeys will offer formal classes for kids as young as two or three.
We'll teach them some very, you know, basic dance moves, maybe go down to the floor and just put their hands on the ground and maybe just do a shuffle. This obviously is...
Angeles demonstrates the kind of low-to-the-ground spins you've seen some of the great hip-hop dancers do. And that's because he is one of the great hip-hop dancers. Massive Monkeys is one of the best crews in the world. Framed posters of their many international appearances decorate the walls of the temporary studio. Angeles says they want to show kids that the performing arts can be a viable career option.
If at a younger age I would have been more open to taking jazz, ballet, acting classes, drama classes, all these different things than me as a performing artist, I would be a lot more developed, and I guess my reach of the different job opportunities and opportunities to be an entertainer would be a lot broader.
Massive Monkeys will operate this school for only 3 months. That's how the Storefront Project works. But the project director says they've been working with building owners to make some of these temporary projects permanent. Despite the upturn in the real estate market, he says there are still plenty of vacant storefronts looking for tenants. Massive Monkeys crew member Bryson Angeles says they'd love to make the Beacon a permanent fixture in Seattle's International District. It's a chance to help kids, but also to show the general public the beauty of hip-hop culture.
It's misunderstood what we're about. You say street dance or you say street art form, and immediately people's minds go in this place where it's something street. It's rugged. It's maybe something that they don't want their kids involved in. But when you come in and you see it and you see that the community supports us and that we can share it directly with you in our studio on our dance floor, then that's a great thing.
For now, Massive Monkeys will offer classes at the Beacon through the end of March. That's when the students will show off their moves at a big public recital. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.